The apple has been with us for thousands of years. Archaeology shows that our Neolithic ancestors lived among wild apple trees. Petrified apple pips are the evidence. But it was the Romans who first introduced and enjoyed the sweeter varieties. The earliest written account of apples in England comes from a 13th century Norfolk document describing how a Norfolk farmer paid his annual rent with 200 pearmains and 4 hogsheads of pearmain cider. Most apple varieties were developed in the last 300 years, but at least one, the five-crowned pippin, may date from the medieval period. A few arose on the county's great estates during the 19th century. The late 19th century agricultural depression led many farmers to plant large commercial orchards on the heavier clay soils of mid, south and east Norfolk, and on the silty fenland soils. The fenland orchards were concentrated around Wisbech, just across the county boundary in Cambridgeshire, but extended into Norfolk at Walsogan, Emneth and Upwell. Most of this fruit was sent by rail to the north and Midlands. Elsewhere in Norfolk, the pattern of orchards was more scattered, and the fruit was sent to London, local markets, and to Gamer's Cider Works at Attleborough. After moving from Banham to Attleborough in the late 1800s, Gamers became the largest cider-making factory in the region, relying on many local growers for apples. When the factory closed in 1995, many local orchards were lost. In the last 50 years, the Norfolk and Suffolk orchard area has declined by more than half due to a combination of redevelopment for housing, change of use to more profitable arable crops, or neglect. This has had a dramatic effect on the appearance of the landscape, particularly in traditional fruit-growing areas, and led to a decline in biodiversity. Thankfully, the apple remains as popular today as it was centuries ago, when the Romans feasted on them, and our medieval ancestors enjoyed their apple muse pudding.